The weapons give me an entirely new perspective on the games. I know I have tough opponents left to face, but I am no longer merely prey that runs and hides or takes desperate measures. If Cato broke through the trees right now, I wouldn't flee, I'd shoot. I find I'm actually anticipating the moment with pleasure. But first, I have to get some strength back in my body. I'm very dehydrated again, and my water supply is dangerously low. The little padding I was able to put on by gorging myself during prep time in the capital is gone, plus several more pounds as well. My hip bones and ribs are more prominent than I remember them being since those awful months after my father's death. And then there are my wounds to contend with, burns, cuts, and bruises from smashing into the trees, and three tracker-jacker stings, which are as sore and swollen as ever. I treat my burns with the ointment and try dabbing a bit on my stings as well, but it has no effect on them. My mother knew a treatment for them, some type of leaf that could draw out the poison, but she seldom had cause to use it, and I don't even remember its name, let alone its appearance. Water first, I think. You can hunt along the way now. It's easy to see the direction I came from by the path of destruction my crazed body made through the foliage. So I walk off in the other direction, hoping my enemies still lie locked in the surreal world of tracker-jacker venom. I can't move too quickly. My joints reject any abrupt motions. But I establish the slow hunter's tread I use when tracking game. Within a few minutes, I spot a rabbit and make my first kill with the bow and arrow. It's not my usual clean shot through the eye, but I'll take it. After about an hour, I find a stream, shallow but wide, and more than sufficient for my needs. The sun's hot and severe, so while I wait for my water to purify, I strip down to my underclothes and wade into the mild current. I'm filthy from head to toe. I try splashing myself, but eventually just lay down in the water for a few minutes, letting it wash off the soot and blood and skin that has started to peel off my burns. After rinsing out my clothes and hanging them on bushes to dry, I sit on the bank in the sun for a bit, untangling my hair with my fingers. My appetite returns, and I eat a cracker and a strip of beef. With a handful of moss, I polish the blood from my silver weapons. Refreshed, I treat my burns again, braid back my hair, and dress in the damp clothes, knowing the sun will dry them soon enough. Following the stream against its current seems the smartest course of action. I'm traveling uphill now, which I prefer, with a source of fresh water not only for myself but possible game. I easily take out a strange bird that must be some form of wild turkey. Anyway, it looks plenty edible to me. By late afternoon, I decide to build a small fire to cook the meat, betting that dusk will help conceal the smoke and I can quench the fire by nightfall. I clean the game, taking extra care with the bird, but there's nothing alarming about it. Once the feathers are plucked, it's no bigger than a chicken, but it's plump and firm. I've just placed the first lot over the coals when I hear the twig snap. In one motion, I turn to the sound, bringing the bow and arrow to my shoulder. There's no one there. No one I can see, anyway. Then I spot the tip of a child's boot just peeking out from behind the trunk of a tree. My shoulders relax, and I grin. She can move through the woods like a shadow. You have to give her that. How else could she have followed me? The words come out of my mouth before I can stop them. You know, they're not the only ones who can form alliances, I say. For a moment, no response. Then one of Rue's eyes edges around the trunk. You want me for an ally? Why not? You saved me with those tracker-jackers. You're smart enough to still be alive, and I can't seem to shake you anyway, I say. She blinks at me, trying to decide. You hungry? I can see her swallow hard, her eye flickering to the meat. Come on, then. I've had 2 kills today. Rue tentatively steps out into the open. I can fix your stings. Can you? I ask. How? She digs in the pack she carries and pulls out a handful of leaves. I'm almost certain they're the ones my mother uses. Where'd you find those?
Just around. We all carry them when we work in the orchards. They left a lot of nests there, says Rue. There are a lot here, too.
That's right. You're District 11, agriculture, I say. Orchards, huh?
That must be how you can fly around the trees like you've got wings.
Rue smiles. I've landed on one of the few things she'll admit pride in.
Well, come on then, fix me up.